My name is Finn Vaxen and I'm 9 years old. Harry Potter's a wizard and his mum and dad were killed by Lord Voldemort, also known as the man who must not be named, for quite a few reasons. And he goes to a school called Hogwarts that has secret chambers, and his best friends are called Hermione Granger and Ron Weasley. My favourite book in the Harry Potter series is Dun Dun Dun, The Prisoner of Azkaban. This is book 3 out of 7. Partially I'm still reading book 4 and I just really like the suspense. Hagrid gets to be a teacher and he teaches them how to fly griffins. And Harry Potter makes friends with one called Buckbeak, and then Buckbeak is gonna be killed, but then Harry Potter and Hermione Granger go back in time to stop him from dying and to save Harry Potter's uncle Sirius Black, who was thought to be a murderer but wasn't and was about to get killed, but then they also went back in time to save him and now he's in the hiding. Chapter 1, Owlpost, page 1. Harry Potter was a highly unusual boy in many ways. For one thing, he hated the summer holidays more than any other time of the year. For another, he really wanted to do his homework, but he was forced to do it in secret in the dead of night. And he also happened to be a wizard. It was nearly midnight, and he was lying on his front in the bed, the blankets drawn right over his head like a tent, a torch in one hand and a large leather-bound book, A History of Magic by Bathilda Bagshot, propped open against the pillow. Harry moved the tip of his eagle feather quill down to the page, frowning as he looked for something that would help him write his essay, which burning in the 14th century was completely pointless. Discuss. The quill paused at the top of a likely looking paragraph. Harry pushed his round glasses up his nose, moved his torch closer to the book and read. I think people should read Harry Potter because it's such a great journey through somebody's life, and as you grow up, it's a great thing to read.